All right, this is setting the bar story. Kelly, this is?
An example of what not to do.
Yeah, so ridden hard, put away wet. That's a fun little saying to describe someone, right? Someone that looks a little bit beat up, roughed up, things like that, rough
that
around
might,
the edges.
Might apply here.
Yeah, Angela, you'll understand. But if you can manage to make it through the day without telling people and police, the stolen Jeep you're driving was a birthday tip from a former Waffle House customer, you're doing okay.
I'm guessing that may not be the entire truth.
No, you're right. Her name's Angela, and there is a mugshot, so spoiler alert, she did get arrested. She told police when they pulled her over driving the white Jeep that, oh, I was just at a gas station about an hour ago, ran into a former customer of mine when I worked at Waffle House.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He gave me $10 and the Jeep as a gift because my 53rd birthday's coming up in a few weeks.
Wow.
That's what she told officers.
Nice gift.
Yeah. So, however, Jeep was, in fact, reported stolen before Christmas, and they actually have pictures of her driving it 3 weeks earlier or later.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So the whole I got it an hour ago story doesn't quite hold a lot of water.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
That led to the arrest, I'm guessing.
Yeah, and the mugshot, which, you know, if she's not quite the spring chicken. And look, I don't want to make I don't want to make fun of her looks just because, you know, people can't control that necessarily.
She does look upset.
Well, of course, she got arrested.
Yeah.
And she's 52, turning 53 in a few weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But according to the Facebook comments, she looks a bit older than that.
Oh, Ronnie, 53 was about 10 years ago, I'm thinking.
Yeah, Diane, she looks about 25 years older than 53. Rough life, getting even rougher.
Ooh, Caroline, I'm scared of her.
Yeah, Gabrielle, that's the new flex. Going to jail is telling them you work at Waffle House. Nobody will mess with you then. Yeah, a lot of people are like, maybe 73, not 53, right?
Anyways, we've
tweeted it. If you want to see it, at Ben and Kelly Show, we have it up on Facebook as well. But yeah, you know.
Oh, dang it, Angela. I don't understand why they didn't believe that the guy at the gas station gave you $10 in a Jeep.
And why we don't believe that you're 53. That is your setting the bar story.
Bless her heart.
Again, if you can manage to make it through the day without telling police that the stolen Jeep you're driving was a tip from a former Waffle House customer.
Mm. Yeah. I just got it an hour ago.
Yeah, he gave it to me as a tip.
Yeah, in January.
Gave it to me as a tip.
Yeah, that's me too. Okay. All right.
That's your setting the bar story.